Without Roof or Door and Wind for an Eye. Written by Terezes and read by K-Burb. This is a Locktomb fic rated general audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationships between Camilla and Nona, and Nona and Palamedes. This fic was written pre-Nona the Ninth. I know you won't tell me, but I'd still like to know, Nona said at dinner time. It was just her and Camilla at the table tonight. Hera was working late again. Camilla raised a single brow and didn't say a word, so Nona continued. About the girls from my dreams, the ones who you think I am. Sometimes I wonder about them. Do you? Camilla asked. Nona nodded. The motion made her braids bounce. There were two today, framing either side of her thin face. Were they nice? She asked. Are they nice? Camilla said, not really, and ate a spoonful of wrinkly peas. This made Nona scrunch up her nose like she did when Pyrrha smoked or when Palamedes asked her to do something impossible, like touch her toes or name all the different kinds of finger bones in her hand. Did you like them, though? She pressed. Did you love them like you love me? It was a blunt force question, but Camilla didn't even flinch. Pyrrha said that Cam had a great face for playing cards. Once she told Nona that they could use it to make a killing on the street where people gambled, if only Cam and Pal would quit being such sticks in the mud. Palamedes had agreed with her, but then said it was probably better if they didn't, that the last thing they needed was a bunch of angry bookies banging down their door. Pyrrha had said,
Cam could take them.
And Palamedes replied,
yes, absolutely. It's the bookies I'm worried about in that situation.
And Pyrrha had gone,
boo!
Just like that, all drawn out. But she also hadn't really argued. They had been very funny at the time. As Nona pondered sticks and mud, Camilla said, I didn't know them that well. Then qualified, I didn't know them for very long. How long? Nona asked. Now Cam gave her a look, which Nona knew to mean no leading questions. Nona stuck out her bottom lip, as if to say, just one little leading question? Camilla pretended like she couldn't see it and took another bite of her food. Not long, she said eventually. A few months, but we like them well enough. This was new information, which was as thrilling as the rush of air before a fall. Nona could count on one hand how much information she knew about the people she might be. She was getting good at counting. You've only known me a few months, she says, a little bit tickled. Feels like a lifetime, Cam said dryly. Eat your peas. Nona did not want to eat her peas. She didn't like the texture and how there were always so many of them. Like someone spilled a bag of marbles all over the floor. At this point, she'd honestly prefer marbles to snack on. You know, Nona said, pushing her peas around on her plate. I bet if you told me about the people you think I might be, it would help me remember. It would, what was the phrase Pyrrha had used? It would hog my memory, if you told me a little, I think. Jog, Cam corrected. And flipped open her notebook to jot that down, which was terrible. Nona only thought about the girls from her dreams sometimes. It's not that she tried to avoid it. She couldn't. It was just a bit scary to think that she could be someone besides herself. Nona liked being herself. But it would be a lie if she said she wasn't also curious about them. What were they like? Did they like to play games after school? Did they love Cam and Pal and Pyrrha too? What were the names of their favorite dogs? Please? She tried. I'll talk to Palamedes about it, Cam told her. From anyone else, this might have been a dismissal, but since it was Cam, Nona knew she'd follow through, even if she thought it was a bad idea. Come on, two more bites of peas. Nona put her head down on the table and groaned. At night, Nona dreamt of cold salt water and colder chains. There were warm hands pressed up against her own. Two days later, after school but before the time Pyrrha was supposed to be home from work, Calamity sat with Nona on the grody couch and listened earnestly when she told him about her day. It had been a nice one. They'd read books on the carpet and then had a shelter-in-place drill, and Kevin kept sneezing from all the dust under the desk. It had made Nona laugh, and then she'd started sneezing too, which had only made her laugh harder. You were supposed to be quiet during shelter-in-place drills, but sometimes Nona just couldn't help herself. Since Palamides was here, Nona thought they might close up the windows and take out the bones. Instead, he patted her hand and asked her what she wanted to know. Nona sat up straighter, eyes wide. "You talked to Cam?" she asked. "Well, no more than usual," Palamides said with a wry little smile, tapping his small fat notebook. "But yes, it's not a bad idea, Nona. Especially if you have lost your memory. It's not a bad idea at all. We just don't want to..." "You don't want to confuse me," Nona replied, nodding vigorously. "I know." She cupped her chin in her hands and leaned on her knees. "Oh, but I'm always so confused about everything, Palamides. Don't I deserve a little treat?" That made Palamides laugh. It lit up Cam's whole face, and Nona was pleased. "Well, I can't promise I'll answer all of your questions, or even any of them, but I'll do my best to try. You can always ask us anything. Okay, Nona?" Nona said, "Okay," and then almost panicked, like a girl with stage fright before a big show. "Are they your family? Like how the people from the Sixth are your family?" "Not as such, no." "They're not from the Sixth?" Not that that'd tell Nona much either way. She had no idea about the Sixth, except they did necromancy there, and had a lot of books, and that Cam and Pal loved it very much. "No." "Then are they your friends?" Calamity smiled just a bit. "Well, I'd like to think so." Nona thought about this. "Did they like animals? Do they like dogs?" "I don't think either of them have ever met an animal, let alone a dog," Calamity said, amused. This was unfathomable to Nona, and she felt a little sorry for the girls whose body she might have stolen. "Not even a small one?" she asked. "What about bugs? A bird? A fish?" "If they had live fish on where they're from, I'd be quite surprised. I'd like to meet that fish." Nona chewed her lip fretfully. "Did they go to school? Did they braid their hair like me? Did they play yellow light, blue light too?" "You know, I don't know," Palamides said, lips curling upwards slightly. "Not in the time I knew them. And I think that's a game you invented, Nona. You were telling me about it last week." He had her there. Nona asked, "Do you miss them?" "Quite a bit," Palamides said plainly. That was one of the things Nona liked about Palamides. He never lied to her. "I often wondered what they'd think of..." Here he gestured vaguely. "All of this. What either of them would be doing, or what they would want us to try." Nona thought about all of this. "Will you miss me?" Palamides raised a brow. She'd seen Camilla's face do that 100 times, but when Hal did it, the expression sat differently on their face. On Camilla, it was often a punchline to a clever joke. Palamides wore it like he was looking at a puzzle he sorely wanted to solve. "Are you going somewhere, Nona?" he asked. Oh, but Nona hated it when he answered a question with another question. "If I'm not either of them, then where are they? Are they in the other girl's body, like you and Cam?" Even if they didn't say it, she knew Cam and Pal missed each other dreadfully. They wouldn't sit on an ugly couch and talk about each other's days ever again. It was all letters, only recordings. Nona couldn't imagine what it would be like to have them both with her at the same time. She didn't like the thought that she might be keeping someone from their other half. She knew without question that she would give the girls their body back, if they really truly wanted it, maybe even if they didn't. That is the question, isn't it? Calamity sighed. He worried his thumb against Camilla's temple. I wish I could tell you, Nona. I wish I had the answers, and that those answers were easy and kind. What I do know is this. My darling girl, we're going to protect you no matter what, no matter who you are, no matter who you turn out to be. I'm not leaving anyone behind if I can help it. Not them, and certainly not you. I believe you, Nona told him. And then, just as sincerely, I love you, Palamedes. Palamedes smiled. It made Nona smile, too. The end.